Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just wanna holler it out, come on.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself.
A holler,
holler, stirring up from the depths of my
my hands if I were a pilot.
Of the Lord. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Come on, church, just give God some praise on today. Amen. Stand to your feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Raise your hands up high. Hallelujah. Release it all over to God right now, whatever it is, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, trusting God in it all. Amen. Knowing that the victory is already won through Christ Jesus, who is victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, let's magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible says in Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out all my transgressions. Amen. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, amen, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived thee. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, oh God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Our Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God, or a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, these, oh God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure in Zion. Hallelujah. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. This is David's plea for mercy, forgiveness, and cleansing. God wants our hearts to be right with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's enter into prayer together without saying hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we come surrendered all over you to you, oh God, withholding nothing. Amen. We come humbling ourselves on today, oh God, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you and forgiven in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Lord, we give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, for there's someone greater than you. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new worship and new faith, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for restoring our soul. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your hand, your protection, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the hallelujah, from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you right now. We had a thousand tons of peace. We still couldn't thank you enough. We come making a joyful shout on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We come serving our Lord, our God, with gladness. We come before your presence with singing, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you've given us a new song, oh God, to sing, oh God, your praises. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. The only name that we can come, the one that you send, your only begotten Son. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. According to John 4, so we know that Jesus Christ is indeed the Christ, the Savior of this world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. According to Matthew 7:21, out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart. Amen. Right heart, oh God, a heart of repentance in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. But with man the flesh, it shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come just to worship, just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants on the water brook, so our soul pants for thee. Our hearts cry out on today, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, from the wicked one, oh God. Deliver us from the hand of the oppressor right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we lift up our hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we go through this day to make our life a living sacrifice, a sweet savior aroma, that you will be glorified and honored in our life, be a praise and everything things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, how do we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name? Father God, Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come asking for your help on today. Lord, help us and those in our family, oh God, Lord, for you know all things, for all things are in your hands. You are the creator of all, in all and for all. Lord, help us on today, oh God. The things that we know, oh God, those things that we don't know anything about, oh God, Lord, we come asking for help on today for ourselves and those in our family, for all your children around the world, oh God. Help us, oh God, and keep us. Let your hedge of protection be around us right now. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for it. Father God, we ask that you pull the wicked off the land right now, that we, your children, may live in peace, that we may be able to enjoy this day that you have given us, Father God, that we will not die prematurely, amen. We decree in the fact, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we shall live in the path of good news, amen, the gospel, that we will speak your word, oh God. So we ask in Jesus' name that you anoint our mouth, oh God, that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost for those we in the presence of, oh God. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you because you have given us the authority and the power to decree a thing, and it shall be established. We thank you, oh God, and we know, oh God, who you are. And we trust you. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree the power right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is being birthed in us right now. It's manifesting its glorious presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now in this service. Hallelujah. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we live, we move, and we have our being. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we enter in the service on today that you will touch the heart and mind and life of your pastor, God, your minister, God, Lord. Tell them a fire, for you called us to be ministers of fire, to speak your word with fire, that anything that's not of you will be burnt away, that all filthiness, spiritual filthiness will be burnt away in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So tell them a fire with the Holy Ghost. Let go of your fire. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask even right now while we're praying, oh God, that you would strengthen the man of God and go forth in thy goodness, oh God. Go forth in thy word, oh God. Go forth in the anointing that's on this life, oh God. Oh Lord, let him receive fresh anointing, oh God. Let his head let no oil, oh God. He kind of won't sit there. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. With all faith, we lift up our eyes to the hills for what comes ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us to remember and know, oh God, our help coming from you, oh God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that you are our peace, amen. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace, amen. You are who fights our battles, oh God, and you that go before, you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of hosts, amen. No, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you are our healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord of peace. That healing takes place on this line today, oh God. We depend upon this line to be a wellspring of your blessings, the wellspring of your miracles, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we will live and testify the goodness of the Lord in our lives, that we will testify to others, that they will come to know Christ Jesus and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, come on there. Let's call for a fire. Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you that we can decree and declare that all of our sins are forgiven. They would have washed and cleansed, amen, all but righteousness to the then church and then quantum level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for the world leaders and to, that they will have the mind of Christ, oh God, that they will lead with godly counsel, amen, and Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will uproot the wicked leaders of the world right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, and replace them, oh God, with your ordained children, oh God, that will hallow, that will lead your world into a place of salvation, receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, amen, and we just want to say thank you. We declare the power of our faith, amen, that we have received the Spirit of God into our lives, and that we may know, hallelujah, the things that is given to us by you, Heavenly Father. We declare the power with all faith according to Ephesians 1 and 7. We have been redeemed from, and we have a recipient, amen, of this lavish grace, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we have been raised up and seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. We have Christ himself in us, amen. We have been firmly rooted in Christ, and we are now built up in him. We have been buried and raised and made alive with Christ Jesus, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We've been raised up with Christ. Our life is now hidden with Christ Jesus in God. For Christ is now our life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the plan that we are blessed. And blessings are running us down and overtaking us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, multiply our life for God's favor and our goodness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we have been given the spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we fear no evil, amen. We decree in the prayer that God is with us. And if God be for us, who can be against? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the heaven our marriages are healed, delivered and set free and blessed and favored by God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that our children are protected. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And blessed all the days of their life. We decree in the heaven our mothers are blessed, healthy and strong, and protected by the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree in the heaven the blessing of the Lord upon the church. Amen. Lord, we bless your holy name. We decree in the heaven, Hebrews 4:16, that we have a right to come boldly before the throne to find mercy and grace in time of need. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you, Father. Whatever it is, we leave it at your altar on today. We leave pain. We leave hurt and disappointments, amen. We leave it all, betrayal. We leave it at the altar on today. Sickness, we leave it at the altar. Pain, ache, and discomfort, we leave it all on the altar. Right now, we pick up. Father, take us to the God and standing on your promises of yes and amen. Father God, we bless your name. We bless your name, God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, beloved, that we are blessed, hallelujah, and we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We give it all over to you. Give it all over to God right now. We through the blood of Jesus Christ over this ministry, of the gospel public ministries, and all that's a part of it, all past, present, and future to come. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree because the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. We decree and declare that God has added to the church daily. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether they call in or whether they log online. Amen. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord. Amen. That the Holy Spirit is present with this ministry and moving and working things out for our good. And we thank you for it, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. If you woke up this morning, amen, in your right mind, to God be the glory. If you know who you are and whose you are and where you are, to God be the glory. If your children are still here, your wife, your husband, your mother, your brother, your friend, God to be to the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're still able to do, to God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service. We welcome everyone on today. Welcome, 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 church. We welcome you. We bless you with the love of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be here in the 2 o'clock hour. Me and Pastor Dorsey Manning, we're here. We're just thanking God for what he's doing, amen, and what he's about to do, even in this service, standing on the word of God, knowing that yet while we're praying, God is already answering, amen. Hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, we welcome you here to Gospel Public Ministries. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we welcome you here this Sunday. Amen. If it's your first time here us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you on today. We want to pray for you and pray with you. If you would press 1 on your phone, amen. If you press 1, we want to welcome you. My husband and I, Pastor Dorsey Manny, we want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus and trusting and believing God for the answered prayer. amen, according to his will and plan for your life. Amen. So if that's you on today, press 1. We welcome you, everyone here in Houston, Texas, and Louisiana, New York, and New Jersey, Alabama, Mississippi, Chicago, Illinois. We welcome you on today. Amen. Tennessee, we welcome you. North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. Amen. Colorado, amen. We welcome you on today. Glory to God. It's so good to have you all here in service with us on today. And we're just trusting God for a mighty move in here today. We're trusting God for a miracle, amen, because we know that God is able and he is a miracle worker. He is still working miracles on today. When you realize it could have been, should have been, and would have been, but God, amen, God did it. Hallelujah. He didn't need your help. He didn't need nobody to pay for it, nobody to go get a loan on it. Amen, God did it because he is gracious.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
And he is merciful. Hallelujah. Again, welcome. We are so excited to be here. My husband and I were so excited. I just say this on today, and I speak for the union that God has put together with me and my husband. Just glad to still be here and have my husband here with me in this ministry and you know, being able to be hand in hand and being one and doing the work that God has called us to do together. For the Bible said that tells us that two is better than one. With two, you have a greater rapport. Amen. So we just thank God for the unity of marriage. Amen. God bless everyone. At this time, we're going to have a song selection by Brother Joel Washington, amen, out of New York, New York, who we love so much and dearly. He's always ready to bless us and be used by God. So we thank God. We pray that God will continue to bless him and use him great and mighty. We pray for long life, good health and strength and wholeness and newness of life, that every need be met, that there be no lack of God's goodness in his life. For he's with us at the 10 o'clock hour and he's with us at the 2 o'clock hour, though his time is different, and just allowing God to constantly use him. And guess what? He's always mindful to give us a call and say, hey, I'm not going to be there, so that we could prepare for his absence. And he's always ready in position to get right back in position. Amen. So we pray that God will continue to strengthen him and use him mighty. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Brother Joe Washington, we love you. God bless you. Welcome.
Yes, I'm so glad to be with y'all this afternoon. May God continue to bless everyone all over the land, because we know that God is good. And his mercy is everlasting.
You sound a little bit far away today.
Yes,
you look far away. You can barely hear me.
Brother Joe.
Brother Joe, we barely can hear you. I don't know if you're on a speaker.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay,
can you hear me now?
Yes, that's
God.
Good.
God. I said, may God continue to bless everyone. I'm going to do one of my favorite songs that I love to do this day, you know, and I hope everybody's just enjoy it, because I let God use me. He used me for what I do. And may God just continue to bless my family, which we need blessing, because we have some real sick people in the family. I know God going to continue to bless me, and not only bless my family, but bless all families that listen to me. Ask God, and God will do it for you.
Amen. Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is all most gone, oh Lord, hear my cry and hear my call. Oh, my hand, lifts up fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am worn, oh Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When darkness appeared and the night draw near and the day is past and gone, oh Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand. Guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Yeah. Oh, Lord. I believe I said it again. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am worn. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Precious Lord. That's one of my favorite songs. Hallelujah. To hear you sing. God bless you. God keep
you.
You and your family. We love you so much. Amen.
I love you too.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture, and then following, we'll have our song selection, and then we'll have our preach word from our senior pastor here, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible, the scripture reading is coming from the book of Romans. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 14-16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, he is the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you more.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. We've come to the message part of Sunday service. I'm so excited to hear and receive what the Word of God is saying as He used His prophet on today. I present to you the no other than my handsome, faithful, God-fearing, God-walking, praying, my friend, a man after God's own heart that loves his family, that goes in and out every day working and supplying for his family. I tell you, God has truly blessed me when he blessed me with my husband. So I present to you our senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I thank God for you, my beautiful
Amen.
Wife, you know, for the warm introduction here. And I thank every single one of you who have came to Sunday service this afternoon. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I give honor, all honor and glory unto God. I thank y'all for the warm introduction, but all praise and all glory go unto God, my Father, and my Lord
Amen.
And Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. You know, just
for
placing me in this position
yes,
to be able to carry his word out to his people, to his sons
yes,
and daughters. I am so grateful. So before we do anything, let's acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let
yes.
us pray. Father God, we
Amen.
Thank you.
Lift
thank up your hands, church. We thank you, Father God, for every single
thank
opportunity
you.
That you have
yes.
given unto us. Every single
yes.
opportunity, Father, that you have given unto us. So we may hear you, that we may hear your holy word. We
yes,
thank
sir.
You, Father God,
thank
that you have given us such a blessed word that's in our mind, such a blessed word
yes.
that you have placed in our heart. We thank you that you have given us a Savior. You have given us Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given yourself in place for us. You have given your life that we may have life and have it in abundance. And we receive this abundance through the Holy Spirit that we have invited in on the inside, you know, to be our all in all, to be our everything. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Have your place in every single mind and in every single heart, every single home in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing it all. Hallelujah. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you be every single thought, you be every single word, every single emotion, that you be the one that preached this message, that they may hear you and not so much hear me in the name of Jesus. Every single unclean thought and unclean spirit that showed up today, we bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. But we say right now, you go in Jesus' name. And it is so. And the whole church do say amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
You know, Apostle, she let me know that I had a few more minutes added on to the to the time today. I'm not gonna take all of your time, but I thank God that He is the one that gives time. He gave me a little bit more time so I can sit down and really allow the Word of God to minister to me. Really allow the Word of God to minister to you. So I want to take this time. I have a little song that I want to sing, just a little small song. And we all know this song. And this song, it sings, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I thank God. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God that he's always letting us know how much that he loves us. Church, I'm here to let you know today that God loves you. He loves you because
Amen.
He gave you Jesus Christ. He gave you his only begotten son. He gave you Jesus Christ. So we have Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's how we know that God loves us. I don't know a one man or any one man or one woman that's in this world that would give their son or give their child to be crucified so that you can have life. There is no greater love than that. Thank God. Yes, Jesus loves.
Amen.
Jesus loves you. Amen. Now, I have a word of God today, a word that comes from God today. And for a lesson of study, the word of God is going to go forth is speak the word of God. That's the lesson
Amen.
Of study today. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. That's a very powerful message just all in itself. Speak the word of God.
Yes,
we have to understand that you have to have the word of God to speak the word of God. Now, this song that we just heard, that's a song that we used to sing in the church as a young kid. A young kid, we used to sing that song. That and a couple more of the songs that we learned while we were growing up. You know, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. So when I say speak the word of God, you have to first have the word of God You have to first have heard the word of God. You have to first have received the word of God inside of your mind, inside of your heart, in order for you to be able to speak the word of God. So that is a powerful message, speak the word of God. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go over here with me to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4. And I will start out reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And I will have an opportunity, as the Holy Spirit leads me, to read a little bit of the lesson today from the NLT, the New Living Translation. But we're gonna be in the King James Version of the Bible. So whatever version of the Bible that you have, you know, it all leads back to Jesus. It all leads back to the Word. It all leads back to God's Word. Whatever translation that you have is still God's Word. Amen. We're going to read the King James Version this morning. Proverbs chapter 4. See, we need to understand that God, he is speaking to us every single minute, every single moment of our life. We need to understand that God is speaking to us. He's speaking through us. God speaks to who he have called to be in our presence. He speaks to them, and they come in your presence, and then, you know, they speak a word of God to you. We have this Bible that we have right in front of us for us to read. It's for us to ask God for revelation. It's for us to have understanding. It's for leadership. It's for counsel. It's for us to be comforted. It's for us to realize that we are in the presence of God every single moment of your lives. Amen.
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 So we got to if we understand that, then we will understand that we are to speak the word of God. And the way we are able to speak the word of God, we have to hear it, as we have already stated. But we need to understand that the word of God comes through us by way of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
the Holy Spirit speaks. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit speaks, and the Holy Spirit is speaking inside of you. Now, I'm not saying that everybody is saved, and I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit resides on every single one, but I do know this. I do know when the Holy Spirit speaks, that is wisdom that is being speaking. And I know that every single body at some point in time in their life have said something not out of their own thought. It was spoken out of wisdom. Before we read here Proverbs chapter 4, I want us to remember something that was going on in the Bible when Jesus and his disciples was there, when Jesus says, who do they say that I am? Y'all remember that story there when Jesus says, who do they say that I am? And then here the disciples, you know, some of them said, they say that you are John the Baptist. Then there was, they say that you are Elijah. And then Jesus said, but who do you say that I am? And from Peter's mouth, he said that you are the Christ. But see, Peter didn't have any knowledge of him being, you know, the Christ at this point, you know, the Holy One, the one that was sent. He spoke that because that was the Holy Spirit that spoke that through him. So I can imagine Peter at that time when that came out of his mouth, you know, he may be like, where did that come from? That came from somewhere. And Jesus said to him, Peter, you couldn't have known that from your own knowledge. See, God had revealed that to you. And because God had revealed that, you see, I will build my house upon you. That's what his name, Peter. It was Simon. He said, my house shall be built upon you. So what I'm saying to you, church, is wisdom is always speaking. You should be in that place of being in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Always be mindful. You should be in the presence. I'm talking about the presence. I'm talking about a conscious mindset. Your mind is set that you are in the presence of the Lord. those disciples were in the presence of the Lord right there, and there were things that were spoken, you know, out of one of a mouth, you know, it was something that was revealed. Wisdom was revealed in him. Only wisdom revealed that. And you too, church. Wisdom is there to be revealed in you. Amen?
Amen.
So that's why we should speak the word of God. Now let's go over here to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4 in the King James Version of the Bible. I want to read here the 7th verse, but we'll start right here at we'll start here at the first, and we'll go to the 7th. Now, the Bible reads here, "Hear ye children the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." 3 reads, "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. For it says, he taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." 5 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." 6 reads, "Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her." Love the words of God. Love the word of God, y'all. It says, "Love her, and she shall keep thee." And 7, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. See?
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Spirit's job is to speak to you, to lead you, to guide
mm-hmm.
you, for you to have instructions. You are the children of God. For you to have instruction, for you to retain or to attain, that means to keep the instruction. That means for you to be able to do it and for you to have understanding. It's also for you to be in a place to where it says good doctrine. That means a revelation of what it is that God has spoken unto you. See, good doctrine. See, a lot of times we like to get a word from God, and then we want to interpret what we think that he's supposed to say or what he think that it means, because we want it to fit our situation. See, the word of God or the wisdom of God is here to lead his children. The wisdom of God, the word of God, the Holy Spirit is here to instruct his children. It's not to lead his children down a path of death and destruction. See, the Holy Spirit's job is to lead you to him, to lead you to the kingdom of God, to lead you into that place of abundance, to lead you into that place of prosperity, to lead you into a successful path. That don't mean that the path might don't get rough for a little while. Neither do it mean that you won't face trials and tribulations. It don't mean that you're going to walk through the wilderness and never have to face a wolf, or never have to face a lion, or never have to face a bear. But what it's saying is that when you listen to the word of God, when the Holy Spirit is speaking on the inside of you, see, even though you have to go through trials and tribulations, but the Holy Spirit is going to tell you every single thing that you will need to know. And that's to trust in him and to follow him. And it won't be any lions. It won't be any serpents. It won't be any wolves that will be able to prevail against you, because you are being led by God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, that is the job of the Holy Ghost. Now see here, Proverbs chapter 4 and 7, it says wisdom is the principal thing. So what are the principles that should be in your heart? See, what I'm saying is, who is the person that's speaking on the inside of you? Now if wisdom is the principal thing, then how is it that we go from day to day wondering how this is going to work, or if this is going to work, or where am I going to get this, or where am I going to get that, when we say that we are the saints. We say that we are the righteousness of God. We say that we are the redeemed of the Lord. We say that we are filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, if we are filled with the Holy Ghost, then we need to understand that we should follow the leader. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It says the principal thing. The principal thing that should be in us is the word of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge that is revealed by him. Amen. But why is this? Why? Why should we listen to the wisdom of God? Well, I'll give you one reason. And I know there's many reasons, but I'll give you one reason. The reason why, because God is God's will for you. It's God's will for your life, for you to live a long life. That's why we have the wisdom of God, because it is God's will for you to live a long life. It's God's will for you to live a wholesome life. That means whole, nothing broken, nothing missing, without doubt, without fear, a whole life, being complete, a wholesome life. A pure life, that is God's will, a wholesome life, being pure. It is God's will for you to listen to the wisdom that is being preached into your heart by the Holy Spirit, because it is God's will for you to live a loving life, a life full of love. Amen. Just as he is. God is love. So wisdom here, as a matter of fact, that was the first job of the Holy Ghost. That was the first job of wisdom. For you to have an understanding that God loves you. We sang the song earlier today. It says, Jesus loves me, this I know. Amen. So that's the will of God, for you to know that he loves you. That's the will of God for your life, and that's why we should listen to wisdom, for you to live a life knowing that God's will is for you to know that he loves you. It's God's will that you be full of grace, that you be full of his grace. That takes going through Jesus Christ. This is the will of God. And see, wisdom, see, the word of God has to be spoken on the inside of you. See, you have to hear the word of God in order for you to receive the word of God, in order for you to believe in grace, to believe in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
It's the will of God for you to live a faithful life, a life full of faith. Not a life full of fear, not a life full of doubt and disbelief, but a life full of faith in the very word that is being spoken to you by the Holy Ghost, full of faith.
Amen.
It is God's will for you to live a peaceful life. Hallelujah. Now, I know this here. I know this here. I know that every single day of your life, there is a battle in probably every single one of these places, of living a long life. Yeah. There's a battle of living a wholesome life, a life of purity, a life of wholeness, we know what wholesome is, a loving life. Yeah. Cause we don't always be loving one another. A lot of times we're going that place to where we hate one another. As my generation, a generation I came up said, hating on one another. How many people can say that every single day of their life that you have always been loving your brother or your sisters or your neighbors or your family members or friends? Hallelujah. That's a battle that we face every single day of our life. Full of grace. Hallelujah. Unmerited favor, a life full of favor, given the advantage. No, most of us, at some point in time in my life, even if still not right now, like to take the advantage instead of give the advantage. So we talk about full of grace. How many times that we are getting that place to where we will be the one that forgives? We always looking for somebody to forgive us, but we're not quick to forgive. We are quick to accuse. Hallelujah. I don't want to give it away too quick. We're going to, Apostle said, I got a little while longer, so I'm going to take my time. But I know this right here place, this last place, peace for life. How many things, how many people, how many words, how many times do you wake up in the morning and the time that you wake up in the morning to the time that you go to bed at night, that you are battling for your peace. And I'm talking about battling for your peace of mind, battling for the peace, that the peace don't leave out of your heart, that the peace don't leave out of your mind, that the peace don't leave out of your home, that the peace don't leave out of your relationship between you and your husband, or you and your wife, or you and your son, or you and your daughter. But the peace don't leave between mother and daughter, or son and daughter, that the peace don't leave between you and your boss, you and your co-workers. How many times do you battle for that peace? Some of us are dreading going back to work right now because we got to face that that brother or sister that's right there beside us in that cubicle that's always trying to take us out of our peace.
My Lord.
Somebody say amen or out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But that's that place right there, that peace for life. So we need to understand right here in these areas, this is the area where the Holy Spirit is responsible for you, but see, you have to take heed to the Holy Spirit. See, this is that area in your day-to-day life where you should listen to the wisdom of God. This is that area in your life where God has spoken to your mind and he has spoken to your heart for you to speak the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, that's worth saying again. When you face anything in your living life, you need to understand that God has given you wisdom to be able to be able to speak the word of God, to speak his word concerning anything that you are facing in your life. That's wisdom's job, and that's your job for you to do as God instructed for you to do. And if you practice that, if you practice saying what God told you to say, so easy for you to be in peace. It's so easy for you to love. It's so easy for you to be full of faith or faithful. It's so easy for you to be graceful, loving and forgiving. It's so easy for your mouth to be wholesome or to be pure.
Jesus.
Speak the word of God. Amen. That's one reason. Hallelujah. That's one reason. It's because of that. That's God's will. And these are the places to where we should practice being in the presence of God. We should practice being wise by using wisdom. Amen. So you can't be wise by using your own thoughts, or using your own words, or using somebody else's, somebody said a word to you, and then you say a word back. Then they say a word to you, and then you say a word back. Then you find yourself battling, and you find yourself using the deceitfulness, the crumminess. I like to use that word, crummy. The crumminess of a person's heart or a person's mind. And now you find yourself doing all the opposite of these things right here that's against God's will. Amen.
Amen.
So that's the first reason. Speaking the word of God, we need to understand that wisdom leads us, you know, by speaking power. Amen. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that wisdom leads you by speaking power? Speaking power. See, speaking power is of the Holy Ghost. Speaking power. See, we know that because over here in the book of Genesis, we understand that when God created man and woman, he said, let us make them in our a likeness. We got to understand before God said, let us make them in our image and our likeness, we need to understand that he had created everything by speaking. Because the word of God says in Genesis that God said it and then God saw it.
Amen.
God said it and then God saw it. So if God said it and then God saw it, all before he had said, let us make man, that means that you were spoken into existence. And then we know over here in that same place of Genesis, he said, you were formed from the dust of the earth, and how he breathed life into your nostrils, and you became a living being, or you became a speaking spirit. So that means that God gave you his stuff. He didn't give you the whole world and every single thing in it for you to manage and not have his ability to speak. So that's why we need to understand that the Holy Spirit leads us to speak. It's called speaking power, which is probably the most powerfulest thing that you can ever do in your life is speak. I know this to be true because when you have the Holy Ghost, you can even speak in a most high language. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speak the word of God. Because speaking the word of God, that is speaking power. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 18 and 21, it tells us about this speaking power that we have. You know, you have speaking power. And if you don't believe that, well, all you have to do is just go outside and say something that you don't have any business saying and let somebody hear you. And let's see, do you get a knock at the door? That's powerful. Because you said something that you shouldn't have said, and it went through the ears, and it made it to the heart of man and woman that heard you, and then something happened. Just like God said, and then he saw, let you go outside and speak something, and then think ain't nothing going to happen. No, you're going to see what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the word of God, amen. Sometimes we need to be able to loosen up a little bit and allow the word of God to be able to minister to you so you can have some laughter and have some joy. Amen. So we need to understand that Proverbs chapter 18 and 21, it tells us about speaking power. Proverbs chapter 18 and 21 says that we have, Proverbs chapter 18 and 21, see, we need to understand that we have been created to use God's weapon. This is a weapon. To be able to speak, that is a weapon. So we need to understand that you should use what God gave you in the correct manner to create, to build, because you also can use God's stuff. You can use speaking power to destroy or kill. And this powerful weapon is holding your whole life together. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God's speaking power is holding your life together right now as we are hearing this word go forth? Let me just read that because help us, Holy Ghost. See, it's not enough for you to just hear me say it. I want to give you the source. I want to show you where I got that from. So I don't want you to say, Pastor said. I want you to say the Bible says or the Holy Ghost says.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm only going to tell you what the Holy Ghost says. I'm just being a living witness. I'm just being another witness that's right here in the same place where you are, right here in life. So all of my reference should lead back to what the Word of God says. Proverbs chapter 18 and 21, it reads here. I started 20. Proverbs chapter 18 and 20 from the King James Version. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his, what? Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled.
Mm-hmm.
21 reads here, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let's read 22 just for understanding's sake. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Now, we read these scriptures here, and sometimes we can take a scripture and put it into our own understanding. But we need to understand that right here, this word in 22 is referring to he that findeth a wife finding good thing. But see, we have to keep this word in content. And this content is talking about the wisdom that you find. We need to understand that even over here in 4, it describes wisdom as being a she, as being a her. So we need to understand this as well, is that death or life lies in the power of the tongue. So you have this speaking power, you know, able to create. Now, if you understand that we're talking right now, you know, those words are going forth, then we need to understand that the words are going forth, they are doing something. They're either tearing you down. The words are coming out of my mouth right now. They're either tearing you down or they are building you up. They're either giving you a hope and a future, or they're either leading you to a place of death and destruction. Amen.
Yes, Lord, amen.
Lies in the power of the tongue. So you have speaking power.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Does
yes,
death.
Lord.
Death lies in the power of the tongue because you have speaking power, power given over to you. Now, that's the first reason you should speak the word of God. Amen. You should speak the
Amen.
Word of God because you got life and death right there on your tongue, behind your teeth, an utterance that's in your mind and that's in your heart and that's ready to spew out. Every single time that you speak, somebody may not be in your presence. But most of the time when we do speak, we like to speak in the presence of people. So that means that when you're speaking to somebody, either life
mm-hmm.
is coming out of your mouth or death is coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, nobody don't want to really look at it like that. Oh,
no,
we
Lord.
Tend to think that we can just say anything to one another. We tend to think that we can just lead anybody with any type of old saying, not even
Jesus.
Knowing that that brings us here to the second reason why. The reason why we should speak the word of God is because it is important for us to know that the words that you're speaking, it comes from thoughts. The words that you're speaking, that it comes from within. The words that you're speaking, it comes from a governing spirit. The words that you're speaking, it comes from a kingdom. And it's either going to come from the kingdom where death is, or it's going to come from the kingdom where life is. So if you're not speaking the word of God, that means that what that is that you're speaking into my ear, what that is that you're speaking into your son's or your daughter's ear, you're going to be speaking a word of life or speaking a word of death directly into the minds or to the heart of God's children. Hallelujah.
My Lord. Man,
that's the reason number two that God wants us to use the word of God or speak the word of God, because words are powerful. They build or they kill. Understanding this, we understanding there's some spirit that's speaking on the inside, and we are yielding God's power. We're yielding God's stuff over to it.
Yes.
You're yielding your mouth, your thoughts, your heart over to the Holy Ghost, or you're yielding it over to satanic or Satan or demonic spirits. You're yielding, you literally are doing it. When I say literally, the word literally means that you're speaking it. So you're literally saying that, Satan, you can use my mouth. You can use my body. Or you're saying, Holy Spirit, you can use my mouth or you can use my body. That is the second reason. Go over here with me to the book of Matthew chapter 24. Stay in the same place, King James Version. Matthew chapter 24, help us, Holy Ghost, to have a clear understanding of what you're trying to say to us right now. I pray that your people, they may hear you. Hallelujah. Hear you speak, Holy Ghost. Speak to their minds and speak to their hearts in this hour. Matthew chapter, 24? Matthew chapter 24 and verses 35. Hallelujah. I'll give you a little second. Matthew chapter 24 and 35. Matthew chapter 24 and 35, it reads here, heaven and earth shall not pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. What happened? Who said that? Jesus said that. So we should come to an understanding that Matthew chapter 24 and 35, Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So we need to understand that God's word is powerful. Jesus has to speak about that is a powerful thing to say. Somebody, whoever said that, we know that Jesus said this, he has to know that what he says is going to remain. He has to know that what he said is not going to come back void. It will come to pass. Well, what did he say?
Yes.
Well, let's read 36. 36 reads here, but of the day and of the hour of knowing no man nor angel of heaven but the Father only. They was asking when was going to be that day that he was going to come. He had already told them that he would have to, that he was preparing them, you know, for his departure, for the fulfillment of the prophecy. And here it is, the disciples was wanting to know, when shall he return? So he is speaking this right here to them right now. What he's saying is that it's not for you to know. He said he don't even know it. You know, God knows this. But he's giving them a promise. He's saying that his word is going to is not going to come back void. That's what the point that I'm trying to make. Speaking about that is very powerful. So if you got God's stuff, church, you got God's power, don't you know that even if you say something that causes this your spirit to leave out of that body, well, don't you know that same power that you have that spoke that to leave that body that is going to remain? Don't you know you're going to be judged by the things that you have said? Oh, hallelujah. Help us, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, when we be in the presence of one another, that we do not speak sounding like the voice of Satan. Help us, Holy Ghost, that we do not speak sounding like the stranger, sounding like the enemy. Help us to speak life. Help us speak it, Father God, in abundance. Hallelujah. Because we realize that our words is gonna carry on, not just in this life and in the life of others, but it's gonna carry on even over until eternity. My Lord, my God.
Help me.
That's the second reason.
Jesus.
Third reason. Why? Third reason why we should speak the word of God is, you have an enemy named the devil or Satan who is always talking or who is always attacking or who is always accusing day and night. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Where is he doing all this at? Where is all this taking place? It's taking place in your mind. It's taking place in your heart. You are always battling some thought. That means a speaking spirit. There's always some thought. Even right now, as the word of God is going forth right now, there's always something that's trying to take your attention away from what is being spoken or to confuse the mind or blind the eye or deafen the ears of God's people. And it's go by way of Satan. He's either speaking it for you to deceive someone, or either he's speaking it to you and he's trying to deceive you. Amen.
My Lord. Help us, Lord.
Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Satan is the one that opens up and speaks to cause an attack I'm talking about a war, a battle that is taking place inside of your mind and inside of your heart. This is where the battle takes place every single day. There is not one day, even if you don't go to work today, if you don't wake up and leave home, there's still going to be a battle that's going to be going on in between your ears. There's going to be thoughts that you're going to be battling with. There's going to be thoughts of maybe depression. There's going to be thought of maybe suicide. There's going to be thoughts of anger. There's going to be all different types of thoughts that's going to be battling with godly thoughts. There's going to be words that's going to be battling with godly words. There's going to be ungodliness that's going to be battling with godliness. And I'm telling you this because this is a life that you are facing. In Jesus Christ, he was trying to teach his disciples this, to remember what he had said. Remember my word. Mm-hmm. My word would not come back void. So because you should enter into a place of listening to God's word, speak his word. No, they won't come back void because you got an enemy. Let me show you this over here in Revelation. Since we're talking about a battle that's in the mind and a battle mm-hmm. that's in the heart. Let me show you this over here in Revelation. Go over here with me to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. Let's get a understanding of what's going on. Since the book is called Revelations, we need to understand it. It is called a book of understanding. It is called a revelation mm-hmm. of God. It's called an understanding of Jesus Christ, a revelation. It's called a knowledge of what is to come, knowledge of what to expect. You see, you need to have a revelation of Christ, because if you have a revelation of Christ, that means that the very word that he has spoken unto you, God's word has been spoken unto you, it would set you up to a clear path of where he's trying to lead you. So now, we had just mentioned that the third reason why we should speak the word of God is because we have an enemy, the devil. Let me show you this here. Revelation chapter 12, verses 9 and 10 from the King James Version. It reads, "And a great dragon was cast out, the old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into hell." No, it said he was cast out into the earth. See? He was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. So you mean to tell me, Pastor, that here it is, the serpent who was cast out of heaven? Because we read 7, it says, "And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels." So it was Michael and his angels and the dragon and his angels. And it says here, 8, it says, "But the dragon prevailed not," it says, "and prevailed not, neither were their place found any more in heaven." And that's where it brings us to 9. It says, "Then he was cast out unto the earth." And 10 reads here, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night." That's the third reason why we should speak the word of God, because Satan is here speaking, and what he wants to do is the same thing what he wanted to do before he was cast out of heaven. He wanted to do the same thing. Satan wants to be exalted while he was in heaven. Satan wants to sit on the throne. As a matter of fact, over here in Isaiah, it said that he has said that he was going to ascend higher than the stars. Satan wants to do the very same thing right now. And there was a battle that was going on because it says iniquity. He was Lucifer at this time. He convinced a third of the angels to even go into battle with him. So that's the same war. The same war that was going on in heaven is the same war that's going on in your mind and in your heart.
Jesus.
Now we understand where stress comes from and depression comes from, where sickness and disease come from. Now we understand it. Because right here it clearly says that he was cast out, and it says salvation had come, and it says the kingdom of our God, the power of Christ, he said, because the accuser of the brethren. And that's what Satan is doing to you and I every single day.
Mm-hmm.
He's accusing you, and even he'll use you to accuse me.
My Lord.
By his words. By the words. So that's why we should, that's the third reason why we should speak the word of God. Speak
mm-hmm.
the word of God, church. But you have to have the word of God in order for you to speak the word of God.
Well,
Ephesians chapter, oh my, hallelujah, of course, that was for me, Lord. That was for me, church. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10. Apostle Paul writes a letter here to the church. He is the apostle of grace, and what he is, he's, because he's an apostle, he's here to build the church, to build your faith in Christ. Hallelujah. And this letter that he writes here in verses 10, it says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Remember we said that words are speaking power? He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So what he's talking about is speaking power. See, God's word should be powerful on the inside of you. You should be, how do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he says in 11, he says to put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, since reason number 3 shows us that we have an enemy named the devil or Satan, who is always talking, who is always attacking, who is always accusing day and night, well, Apostle Paul tells us over here to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because we know that the devil, our adversary, our enemy, or whoever serve him, that we're right there in their presence, they have some powerful words. I know, because I done got into an argument with some people, and they had some very powerful words, and they wasn't godly words either. It was satanic words. It was very powerful. And when they said it, it entered into my mind, and it entered into my heart. And consequently, I'm going to tell the truth. I said some powerful words that entered into their mind and entered into their heart. But neither one of us was saying anything that was powerful that came from the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Help us, Lord.
We got to laugh. Sometimes we got to laugh in order for us to have an understanding that, you know, we are forgiven, that we are safe, that every single thing is all right. Every single thing is all right. If you can laugh at your enemy, if you can laugh at your enemy, then you can find yourself in a place of what joy or what peace or what forgiveness or what of kindness and meekness has entered back into, you have entered back into that presence. Or if you can't laugh at the devil, that means you can't laugh at your husband or you can't laugh at your wife when they say something. You're not so much laughing at the person, you're laughing in the place of the enemy that has possessed them. My Lord, my God.
My Lord, my God.
Ephesians chapter 6 says, be strong in the Lord. Chapter 6 and 10 says, be strong. Finally, my brother, that means this is the last thought. Finally means the last thought is for you to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That means be strong in the word and what the word has come on the inside to do. 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the devil. So that means that God's word is what stands up against the devil. God's word is what prevails against the devil. It's God's word that prevails against the devil. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
12 says, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, here it is, I'm telling you. You ain't fighting me. You're not fighting me. But you're fighting against what's on the inside of me, which are the principalities, which are those rulers that I have allowed to take control of my mind and my heart, those principalities. It says you're not fighting against me. You're fighting against powers, which are who I have allowed to control what I believe in or how I think, or it controls religion, and this is what's real to a person, or the morals and the values of a person, what they have to believe to be true, which does not necessarily line up with the word of God. It just lines up with the kingdom of Satan, which means I have formed a religion, or I have formed a sect or a cult on the inside. I'm saying this is right. Now I'm saying stuff that I'm thinking is to be right, but it don't line up with what God says. So what it is that I'm doing, I'm underneath principalities and I'm underneath powers. Or when I fight you, I'm fighting you because you're underneath principalities and you're underneath powers. I'm not fighting against your flesh. I'm fighting against that spirit that's on the inside of you. And I'm fighting against rulers of darkness of this world. Rulers of darkness is people that are keeping me out of salvation, or keeping me from salvation, or keeping me from God's goodness, or keeping me to speak like Satan and not speak like God.
Jesus.
Rulers of darkness. That's right. Because those words that you say to come out your mouth, if it don't come from God, it ain't no word that's going to bring light. That's word that brings darkness. See, that's what I'm fighting against. And I'm fighting against spiritual wickedness that brings the pain. That's the very words that come out of my mouth. It's Satan's job. It's designed to bring pain into your heart. It's designed to bring misery. It's designed to bring affliction. It's designed to bring accidents or injuries or destruction. It's designed for you to become sick. It's designed for all of the uncleanness. It's designed to kill you. That's what my words, when I let principalities in power, it's designed for me to kill you. Because we found out that words either are life, or words are either death. Don't think that when you have a argument and having a cussing battle that you just cussing the person out. No, you are literally attempting to kill them because you are possessed by unclean thoughts and unclean spirit and principalities and powers.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's why Apostle Paul says, put on the whole armor of God. That means put on the word of God. See, the lesson for us today is to know is to speak the word of God. You speak the word of God because when you're speaking the word of God, you're holding your stand against Satan. Hold your place. And I'm talking about holding your place in the kingdom of God. See, Apostle Paul tells us to gird your loins about in the gospel. He tells you to walk in the gospel in the preparation of peace. He says to put on the breastplate of righteousness and to wear the belt of truth. Tell the truth, but telling the truth, that I'm not talking about the world's truth, and I'm not talking about what Satan says to be the truth. See, if you're going to tell me something about me, tell me something about what God said about me. See, don't take on the form of the dragon. Don't take on the form of the seven-headed beast, like Revelation says. Don't take on that form and be an accuser of the brethren that'll tear me down. Neither am I going to take on the form of Satan and to tear you down. See, God have told me that I love you so much that I have given my only begotten son, and whosoever, and I am a part of that whosoever, that believeth in me, even in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. See, that place of eternal life, that's that place of salvation. See, that place right there, see, that's what I should tell you. See, even though we may be going through something right now, but we have the power of the Holy Ghost that's working on the inside, my brother. We have, in the name of Jesus, I see what you are trying to do. You old demonic spirit, you old seven-headed dragon, you old unclean thought and unclean spirit. See, I have power over you that have been given unto me. I have speaking power, God's power, God's authority to trample upon serpents, to trample upon those scorpions. As God have given me this power and this authority through Christ Jesus. See, the day that I said, God, will you come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior to help me, to deliver me, to prosper me. I confess that you are my God. See, God, you came in on the inside. The Holy Ghost came in on the inside and it gave me power, all this speaking power to be able to say, you mountain, you be ye there removed and be cast into the sea. To say, Satan, you get out of my way right now. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus and you got to go. I am covered by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. I confess that God is with me and nobody or no thing can ever prevail against me. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that I got speaking power. I speak the word of God. I put on the whole armor of God every single day. Because if I don't put on the whole armor of God every single day, I will face these trials. I will face these evil days. That's like going into a battle without your sword. Hallelujah.
My Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Speak the word of God, church.
Yes, God.
Because reason number one, it's the will of God for you. Reason number two, you're yielding power over to a governing spirit, whether it is God or whether it is Satan. And reason number three, if you understand the first two, that you have an enemy, the devil, and he's here to destroy you or use you to destroy every single body else in this world. God bless you, church, and may God keep you. The doors of the church are open.
Apostle.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word on today. We thank you, oh God, for your minister, oh God, your prophet, oh God. We thank you for the word that you placed in his mouth, oh God. And Lord, we pray right now in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah, that all will be open to receive on today, that have an ear to receive and a heart to comprehend what you were saying through your prophet, oh God. And Lord, I ask that you fill them to overflowing, oh God, that every virtue that left his body on today, oh God, let it be restored, oh God, to overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, knowing that you first loved us, oh God, hallelujah, knowing that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for the finished work, hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
The doors of the church, they are open right now. The doors of the church are open. There may be somebody today that heard this word today. And the Holy Ghost, he called you today. He called you out of darkness. You heard that. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, let's first establish this. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, but today you desire to be born again, today you desire to be saved, will you press one? If you're online, will you call in? 845-277-9213. Then press 1. Apostle Dominic and I, we will help you to pray the prayer of salvation. The most important thing you can ever do why you are on this side, why you're in this life. It's being born again. It's being filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you realize that you pray in the prayer of salvation while you are still living? You enter into eternal life with God. So if you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, God has made it available. It's easy for you. Will you come today? Will you press one?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. If you have already prayed the prayer of salvation, you're already saved, but you find yourself, you heard this word, and you find yourself that you are the accuser of the brethren. You are the peace breaker. You are the hater. You are using the weapons of destruction, the weapons of words, and you are the one that's tearing down. You are tearing down God's house. But you are in the body of Christ, but you're tearing down God's house. You are possessed. Hallelujah. Somebody don't want to admit that, but you are possessed. But we thank God that he has saved us. We thank God that he's not looking at us to judge us. God is here to deliver us. So this is that place where deliverance comes in. Will you come today and be delivered? You know what's going on in your marriage. You know what's going on in your relationship. You know what you have been practicing, what you have been doing. Nobody is here trying to tear you down. We're here to build you up. That's the job of the apostles and the prophets and pastors, evangelists and teachers. It's for the edifying of the body. It's for the perfection of the saints. So this is that place. If you are already born again, that means you are a saint. And it's for us to build you up. Will you come in prayer? Amen. Will you press one?
My Lord.
Even if you're not doing it anymore, you already did it. But here it is, shame and guilt has settled upon you. Still come. If it's something that you feel like that God ain't going to forgive me for this, or I just can't forgive him or her for that, will you come? Amen. All of us to be pressing one. Amen. All of us are housing harboring some type of unforgiveness for somebody or for something. Hallelujah. If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Talanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we would love to love you. We would love to disciple you. No matter where you are, if you're in New York or if you're in Chicago, if you're in Shreveport, if you're in Houston, or if you're in Atlanta, or if you're in wherever you are, there's no time and no distance, spirit. We are hearing one another right now. Y'all hear the sound of my voice. That means that there's no time and no distance, spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So will you press one? We just want to love on you like the Holy Ghost shows how to love on you. That's it. And that's through this very word, this word that we're reading now, through God's wisdom. Not what I say, not what apostles say or minister learn say, but what God says.
My Lord.
If you believe that the gospel for the ministry is the church for you, will you press one? Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for every single heart that had a heart to receive and every single mind had a mind to receive and every ear to hear.
Yes,
we pray,
Lord,
that this word, speak the word of God, that it settled inside of every single mind and every single heart, that it loosed the hand of Satan, it loosed the power and the authority of satanic beings, that this word, that it loosed you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that the blood of Jesus Christ, that it covers every single one that have not been covered yet. That the blood of Jesus Christ, that it reminds every single one that already have been saved, that every single thing is all right. Come back to you.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over our church, over our home, over our ministry, over our words, over our thoughts, over our children, over every single thing that is concerning us. We plead your blood, Lord Jesus, between our house, which is your kingdom, and Satan's house.
Yes, Lord.
It is in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray with love, with love, with love, and thanksgiving. We thank you. Thank you. And the whole church can say amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today for the word that was poured. Amen. I pray that all received on today and be in position to share it. Amen. With someone else. Amen. That they may go and they may share it with someone else. And it's a trickle effect. Amen. And it's reached around the world. So we thank God for the word on today. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering, amen. You have Cash App. Your Cash App is at Pastor Chantel. Amen. Right now, our Zelle is down. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you, for you have blessed us to be a blessing. We ask, O Lord, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And, Lord, we come giving, as your word says, you love a cheerful giver. So we come giving cheerfully, O God. And we thank you, O God, it's you that give the increase. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let there be no lack in those who give on today. And that you restore the stewardship, O God, to your son, Jesus Christ. For those who have purpose in their hearts to give, Lord, that you are positioned to be able to do so. And we thank you for it, Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every time we're going to have our announcements. Our announcement today, which is September the 18th, 2022. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Our senior pastor is Pastor Doris A. Manning and Tawanika Manning, and minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. We thank God. Our announcements are Monday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have our intercessory prayer here on our prayer line and our prayer church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesday nights, we have Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then Sundays, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So please join us at those times. Invite someone to join us. I'd like to see more of you all in Bible study. That would surely be a blessing. Come out. Pastor Manning is teaching. Again, Pastor Manning, you're teaching on God is life. That's correct? God is life.
God is life. Amen.
Amen. So we're on a continuation on that lesson of God is life. So join us on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are preparing ourselves for discipleship training for the month of October. If you have not got your supplies and all that you need to be a part of that, please give us a call. We'll be happy to assist you with that. Amen. Give us a call at 346-624-3634. Again, it's 346-624-3624. Amen. Alrighty.
Amen.
Glory to the Most High God. We want to wish everyone that's celebrating the birthday this month of September. We want to wish you a happy birthday along with our mother, Kathy Hudson, who celebrated her birthday last week, and we had an opportunity to be able to celebrate with her. It's definitely a blessing to be together, be amongst family, and just having a good time, good food, and good conversation with one another. Amen. And so we want to wish you all who are celebrating as well this month of September, happy birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you, keep you, favor you all the days of your life, that God will bless you with long life, good health, and strength. Amen. Hallelujah. And that God will use you mighty for his glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we want to wish those that are celebrating a marriage, amen, your wedding anniversary. Many are celebrating their wedding anniversary. And I pray that you would continue the vows that you all exchanged the day of your wedding, the day of your holy matrimony when you came together, that you remember those vows that you went before God with and believing and receiving it, and that you remember that and you stand on it all the days of your life together. I pray that God bless you all.
God, with long life, good health and strength, wholeness, and the favor of God to be upon your marriage, and the blessing of God to overflow and be upon your marriage and all that is connected to your children, grandchildren, and generations to come, in the name of Jesus. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We just thank God on today. We're excited. We're planned. We're getting prepared for the play that's coming up here on the 24th, next Saturday, or upcoming Saturday, September the 24th at the Midtown Arts Center. It is called The Middle Room. So come on out. If you haven't gotten your tickets, please do so. Give us a call at 346-624-3634 to get your discounted tickets. So give us a call. It is coming up Saturday, September the 24th, and we're looking forward to it, what we've added to it, how we made it even better, so that the message can come through even more clear to all that are being attendance. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for today, September the 18th, 2022. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing upon all that's here in church service on today. Just thanking God again for the word that went forth. Thanking God for his mercy and grace, and thanking God for his protection and keeping us and blessing us the way he does each and every day, that we don't take it for granted. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Pastor Dorsey Manning and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it is in Jesus' name that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. Everybody all right? That's a question.
Yeah.
I hope everybody is all right. You got a chance to hear the word of God, be in the presence of God today. The word of God has gone forth, and it is settled. And if it's not settled yet, you know, just settle it in your mind, settle it in your heart. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You. May God keep you. Stay in the word of God. Don't allow yourselves to drift away from the word of God today or any day. Stay in the word of God. We know that every single time the word of God goes forth, Satan comes immediately to take you out of there, or take your mind off of it, or entering back into his house because you entered into God's house. Amen. So keep the word of God on your mind. Keep it in your mouth. Keep it on your heart. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan is a defeated foe. He is a defeated foe, so you don't have to be underneath his power or his leadership or fear of him or anything. He is a defeated foe because we are the righteousness of God, and Jesus Christ is Lord.
It's Lord.
Amen. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank
oh,
you.
I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past,
gift, gonna have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, I wanna hear yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.